So, yeah. Welcome, welcome. Any questions? No? Okay, maybe later. Okay, I better get serious because you all look like you're waiting for something to happen. Why exactly are you here? Thank you for coming. Oh, here's another little cat. Hello, cat. Are you comfortable enough? If you're new, welcome. We will share maybe a meditation. I was feeling quite uninspired before, and my little negative person up here, she was saying, "Well, what are you going to say? Got nothing to say." And then I thought, "Yeah, that's true. I've got nothing to say. What am I going to say? Should I cancel?" And then I had a little exchange with Eugene. She said, "No, don't cancel, Ellen." So I said, "Okay, I won't cancel." So let's see, but thank you for coming. It's always so nice in the end and in the beginning, just now, to see you all. Think people are still coming in. And then a nicer voice said to me when I was thinking, I've got nothing to say and I'm no good and I might as well cancel and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure you have your little person up there who does that quite a lot. But another nicer person said, "Don't worry, Ellen, because even if you don't say anything, you are the breath of God," she said. That was nice. And you are all the breath of God too. We all are. Right, Kat?
Yes.
All right. Are we all comfy enough? Yes. Good.
Maybe let Kat do the talking.
Yeah, exactly. Good idea.
She does good purring. We could just put her up to her motor here and all
That
look to the purring.
would be wonderful. Well, she is purring, so. The silence will be purring. So when you're ready, join me in closing your eyes. And settling in to the silence. With me. And with the cat. Yeah, and that voice that I just shared my version of it, but I know we all have it one way or the other at either 24/7 or quite a lot. And so be it, so be it. It's like a little bird voice chirping away. But then when we settle in, when I settle in with you and with the friendliness that is so obviously here, part of this gathering, something changes. It's like a relaxation of the, a settling down. Down and in. And what I'm feeling right now is a sort of the tenderness of what lives behind that voice or under that voice that is fearful, judging, critical, in a way that voice is just the tip of the iceberg, but under there, there's something more embodied. And it's different at different moments. It's different for each one of us, but there is something difficult that can begin to be felt. It's, that isn't a, just a tyranny of thoughts, but more of a layering of feelings. Under the worry and the critical voice, there's layers of feeling. So perhaps our gathering is creates a sort of open arm. A circle of open arms for each one of us to allow the layers of feelings that are here. And you know, some of us may be feeling peace or spaciousness. There's a whole range of possibility, but just to allow the place under the thinking, under the thoughts. To allow the breath. To allow the sort of general quality of how your body is in this moment. And that's a whole world. There's so many ways that you can listen to your body in this moment. And you can ask your body, how are you? Your heart. And when I say your body, I mean your being body. How are you? Heart, belly. breath. Let the body answer, not in so much in words, but just in its own tactile way, just by being itself. Really, you ask the body, how are you? But that means you let the body be. Really, you're saying, you're welcome, body. There's space here. You're welcome, heart. Breath. You're just welcome. You don't have to report anything. And you can also tell the body, look, you're resting on a cushion, leaning against the back of a chair. There's space all around. You don't have to hold yourself. You can lean. You can let go into the earth. You tell your body, but your belly, you can breathe free, undefended. The belly needs to hear that sometimes. It's okay, belly. You can tell the breath that if it wants to make a sound as it moves in and out. It can. And you can tell your being, you, me, we can tell ourselves that we can sip. We can take little sips of silence. We can, if sipping is too difficult, we can. Bathe in silence. And also make sure the body doesn't feel that it's forced into stillness. The body is not forced into anything. When we're together, the body is free to move and to rest. Body is off duty. Off duty in meditation, the body is not not required to conform to whatever the image we have of the body is. The body is not forced to conform on a tactile level to the limitations that we feel a lot of the time and that we impose on the body. It's as if the body out there in daily life becomes a sort of tactile confirmation that we are dense and limited and separate. And so in meditation, we must remind ourselves, our body self, that it's off duty and there's freedom, there's spaciousness. In my case, it means that usually the body's, in order to really taste its tactile freedom and remember its true sort of its true quality of fluidity and aliveness, sensuality. Often it means my body, I need to let it move a bit. So, I invite you, if that's true for you, to really let your body move it in a sort of very, very gentle way. Your head and your torso, your breath, and also feel the hands where they're touching. There might be a bit of movement there, very gentle, very tactile again, so that the hands can feel what the fingers, they can feel the texture and the temperature. And also you can, as you move very, very gently, you can feel the touch of your clothes against your skin, the touch of your skin against the texture of your clothes, and also against the quality of the space and the air. Hello, body. It's both a sort of slowing down so that You can really feel, be available, but also at the same time, complete freedom. So that if there's a bigger movement that surfaces, like a big fish surfacing, you let it. You have no agenda with the flow of life, really, which is what the body is. And when I say body, I mean body in the sense of everything that you are perceiving on a tactile level. You really don't know where that, how that, what that. That's for the mind. In fact, the body includes the sound of this voice. The sound of this voice is tactile. It caresses something as it appears. And the touch of whatever it is that your hands are touching, that is your body. Immediately the mind will try to take a hand, take a hold of that. So don't let, just stay with a, be stupid, even though I'm saying things, and of course there's understanding, but stay stupid in the sense of away from concepts. And your head, of course, is maybe moving too. And you have no visual, no memory at the moment. You don't refer to a memory of a head. You've never seen a head. So just feeling this so-called head. No need to label any of it. Hello is really the only thing that is allowed. I'm just kidding. Everything's allowed, but feel that the intention is a hello. Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, hello. And the breath. Maybe it's deepening because it's getting the message. Ooh, something a bit more interesting is happening here. Hands and touch and movement. And textures and temperatures and ripples and breath. Yes, says the breath. The breath sort of takes the front of the stage. Feel that this, the breath becomes the main actor in this sequence of the play, and It's allowed to, on the inhale, sort of breathe into the whatever residual thinking is happening. Sort of breathing into the thinking. And with the exhale, almost chasing the breathing, the thoughts out into the openness. Why not? Or whatever else may. May happen. And perhaps the body at some point comes back or dissolves back into stillness. Because there's a sort of moment where it's so compelling, the stillness. It's not a stillness that's rigid. It's more like stillness that is vibrating. And the body becomes that stillness or begins to become. And you, whatever that is that knows itself when I say you, you also taste yourself as this stillness, silence. And there's still a body somehow. There's still feelings and layers and maybe thoughts, but things are maybe coming back into a sense of globality, a togetherness. A sense of belonging together as one. And you know, the movement may come back very gently. It's just like a love affair, you could say, each one of us, a love affair between the wave that we are and the ocean that we are. And sometimes we become the wave a little bit more and we are enjoying tasting ourselves and tasting the ocean with which we're connected. Trusting how your own body wave likes to enjoy itself. It might be that it's not so much a physical movement. Maybe there's an emotional movement that's surfacing and It's a sort of other kind of movement, which you can accompany with a physical movement. Doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong. The way I, the wave, enjoy tasting myself. I might even enjoy tasting myself as a separate wave, a wave that has lost touch with the ocean and is back in a feeling of being a fragment. Why not? If that's there or here, if it's here, and see what that's, what that's like. What is it? What it, how does it happen? What happens to the breath? What happens to the shoulders or to the way the breath moves or doesn't move with the body? You can just exaggerate it so that you really get familiar, get acquainted with a wave that's forgotten, her ocean. And then see how that wave remembers, how the body remembers that it's connected to the totality. How does it remember? It's so simple. The touch, the fingertips, the touch of whatever's being touched, touching the fingertips. Hello. The breath allowed to move from ocean to wave, from wave to ocean. And at some point, the stillness, silent stillness, calling so powerfully that it's irresistible. And perhaps you give yourself to that. To the ocean of silence. Or, as my nice voice said earlier today, perhaps you give yourself to the breath of God, the invisible breath of God. And sometimes we can, I mean, I think, this back and forth is really the spiritual dance. Sort of Shiva Shakti dance. And it includes suffering, when creation forgets, or when a part of creation forgets that it belongs to the totality of creation. And that's part of the dance too. So I think the difficulty in our culture is that we spend huge amount of time doing one of the steps, dance steps, which is the one I've just named. We do spend a lot of time experiencing ourselves as a fragment. And sadly, our culture really, 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 really encourages that in all ways. And it's tragic, and yet it is. So somehow that too is welcome somehow, but that doesn't mean that we can't I don't know, listen to the call. The call that is that actually we can hear it when we listen. The call of creation, of returning to the totality, of remembering. It's right there. It's right there with our bodies. Our bodies want to reconnect with the totality so much. And our hearts. When I say body, I don't mean the physical, mechanical body. I mean our body, being hearts. Our hands want to touch and be touched, our skin. So our weight wants to be supported. And support, our body wants to carry and support and hold. And the edges of our body, front, the sides, the back, the top of our head, the soles of our feet, the whole envelope of our body. It's like a membrane, a living membrane. It wants to connect with the surrounding space. It isn't separate. Our energy body knows that very, very well. In this moment, your energy body, feel it. It's what you're feeling. No, nothing exotic. You're just feeling your energy body right now. And if you go to the sensation of the edge of you, whatever would be called the edge of you, see that it's quite porous. That there isn't a line there in your tactile experience. And that's it. It's so simple. It's just your energy body enjoys expanding in all directions. It's not dangerous. Trust me. Trust you. You don't need a border right now. You're right here. You don't need to be located. You don't need to know where you're located. Let's put it that way. And then maybe the next moment you do, because you're going to move. And so then you're a little bit more located so that you can push against the earth if you're moving your torso or you're reaching your arms away from your torso. Then, yes, then the energy body becomes a little more matter-like, but it doesn't have to stay that way. That's what happens out there 24/7 in our culture, is we make that the default. The body bag is the default. What a shame. Let your shoulders drop down. It's another way of very simple way of beginning the journey back to the natural body is to drop your shoulders. Drop your jaw. Drop your eyelids. Feel, and you might want even to feel that all that weight is sort of like lava, thick, rich, liquid mud that's flowing slowly into gravity, into the earth. And really allow yourself to feel that very dark, substantial feeling of downward flow. Maybe feel your perineum. That part of your body, right down at the root of your body. Let it surrender. Down, let it connect with the earth. Don't try too hard, any of what I'm saying. Don't try too hard. Anytime you can just breathe and sigh and feel the silence beyond my words, beyond whatever it is that you're experiencing. The sense of borderlessness. The place of no thought, the place of pure vibration. Maybe you feel it. If you feel it, give yourself to it completely. And if there's still some density or tension, that is made out of that very same vibration. So there's no problem. There's only one substance. It's all made of the same substance. Sometimes the perfect stillness is where it's at, the deepest place, just being with the vibration that extends in all directions, knowing yourself somehow as that. Not paying much attention to anything else, not paying attention to anything really, just abiding as that. It's not really abiding as that, because that would be a doing. You are that. It's more like knowing that you are that, even if it doesn't feel 100%. Just knowing that. It's like a prayer. It's saying, God, I know I am you. Take me. Show me. Touch me. Breathe me. Know me. Take me. I'm just going to play us a piece of music, and so be comfortable. Thank you, everyone. Shall we have a little break and come back in 5 minutes or so? See you soon. Welcome back. I'm blind. I think I'm going to. Your cat asleep. Looks like he's fall asleep. So it's time for a chat. If you have any question or comments, or not comments. That's not a very nice comments. Not comments. Questions or something to share. Hi,
I
Janet.
can, hi, Ellen. I can share something. I in the be I loved the beginning. It feels so far away right now, but I loved your beginning. And it actually made me kind of teary to sh for your on you know the honesty of you sharing in the beginning. And then when you said the little thing about the it's like a little bird chirping. I just felt this like wave of compassion in myself for that part of me that is like this sort of negative kind of, doomcaster. So I just it was really a touching way to begin. And it does feel so far away now because now I'm at the other side of having listened to that beautiful music at, well, the whole session, but then ending with that music and just basking in this music, but then noticing in myself this kind of this way that I'm thinking, ah, I wonder what that is. When can I hear it again? And that way that we, it's like the grasping away from, yes, and driven by this fear, like this underlying, like, this life inside me is afraid of dying. So,
Yeah, but
anyway,
Jeanne, that's so
yes.
lovely. Isn't that beautiful that all of that, every part of that is beautiful, and the noticing of it,
Yeah.
the noticing of that part of us, we all, and I don't know why that's wrong. I don't know. I just feel like, of course, that part, that it's not just the fear of death, it's the desire to live. I want more, I want to listen to it, so it's a mixture of things, but. But because you're also in touch with just that moment of beauty, which doesn't require anything in the future, then it's a there's a little bit of a wrestle going on, and I think that is so nice, so well observed, that is our reality as human beings. We it's a sort of a crucible. We touch this perfect moment of beauty, but we're already sort of off to the next moment, and it's just, I think, the way we're configured. And we do have moments where we're at peace a little bit more, anyway.
Thankfully, I had a lot of those today. So thank you. Thank you.
You're wanting to get off quickly, Janet.
No. No, not really. No.
Well, thank you. Thank
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked why we were here at the beginning as well. And for me, it was clear that in terms of this one here, it's like it's such a gift to come into the shrine and to have a deep felt sense of love. Of course, I'm here for the love and love for you and love for this frequency of this shrine. It's like it's generates that experience for me, which is sometimes rare. I live so much up here and in the gut, and but this human heart has needed some healing. to come online and to embrace the breath of God. That was so great. That was like definitely the breath of God, the entire session. Anyway.
How are you, Claire?
Oh, it's like the whole wave ocean theme. It was so great to feel like to go into the subtle body, to the energetic body, and to realize how much I've had still the form of keeping all that inside, and what it felt like today for it to open, to go out and feel, where is the outermost part, and realize it actually could be open. Helps a lot to feel with the stuff that's coming up around the wave realities and the unconscious. The more light that comes in, the more the unconscious stuff comes up to, and it comes up. So, individually and also collectively. I mean, my God.
Precisely.
Anyway, I love you and you know that.
Well,
And
I
I
love,
love this group.
and I think that with all that's going on in the world, it's important sometimes to touch into the spaciousness and the stillness. And we can't, none of us can make sense or contain. And maybe that was always true at every time of history, but it feels very, everybody's saying it, how intense it is and how, and it is. And we must take lots of baths in these kinds of meditation groups or on our own in nature. And I feel it,
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Claire. Go gently.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we just speak up?
Yeah, you're welcome to. Hi,
Thank you.
Sharon.
I thank you so much, all of you, and thank you, Ellen. That I needed that. I was trying not to come because I thought I should be able to do this on my own because I know that everything is included in this piece. But I was feeling exactly what you said at the beginning. Like I really felt this critical voice, this tightness, this sadness that I'm carrying all the time. And you gave such permission for allowing that all to be here in a way that I couldn't do alone, which I was trying to do. I was saying, oh, it's okay. I meet it every morning. If I didn't do these things, like just meditation every day, I need another voice besides, and it's not even a loud, it's, I'm not hearing the critical voice loudly. It's just a, I don't like how I'm feeling, or I don't, this I it's really just the sadness is there underneath it all, and so it's always like a nagging. This was exactly how you, I felt like you were speaking to me, so that those parts of us so clearly, and I just feel really grateful that I got on the call.
Yeah,
Just
so
really
did I.
grateful.
I'm so happy. I mean, I think we do need to be together, I do experience that myself, that at least it's much easier together. I don't know what that is. It's very mysterious,
But I
but
feel like I need it all the time. Like I just did this last night. I'm in a meditation group I was in last night. We got in such a deep, beautiful place, and I had such a lovely evening. And then I wake up after a bad night of sleep. That's all it was, a bad night of sleep. And I'm just a wreck. And I'm like, the sensitivity is just amazing, And
Well,
the stuff.
maybe a really interesting edge for you, and I think for all of us, is to trust that you can reconnect on your own. Trust it, maybe more. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure you can. And
I
I
do, and I feel I even before I got on the call, even when while you were doing that, I was feeling a deep peace with the sadness. It's not like that the sadness is overwhelming the peace. They're both there, but I felt like I needed this group, the energy, this resonance to go beyond it, to not have that be paramount, you know, to not have that be in the forefront.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you came, Sharon.
Thank you. I am too. Thank you so much.
I do think there's something with our culture that there's such a lack of visible and palpable we're in such a materialist culture. Even those of us who are on the spiritual path, I mean, obviously all of us are on the spiritual path, but out there it's reeking of materialism so intensely, and technology and da, 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 and so I think that makes it hard to imbue our space, our homes, our garden, our with to it takes an effort. We have to imbue, you know, it's like it's we have to make an effort to sort of enshrine something, and I think prayer possibly in the moments where you wake up and you or I wake up and feel and nobody's there's no meditation happening. Well, I don't know, like I know there is a way to connect. Of course there is, since it's here always. But maybe we have to work a little harder to.
Well, I used to have a practice which was just to sit with the sadness, you know, just to sit and face it completely as an energy in the body, you know, as a sensation in the body and not with the story and everything. And that really, really worked for a long, long time. And then I started wanting to, I was doing it in a group where we don't speak, we just all click on and meditate. We don't, no one speaks, but the depth is there. So it doesn't, it's okay. But it's so nice to have someone speak words to it.
Yeah, well, that may be on your own. You can listen to something or pray out loud, or you know, I don't know, or listen to some kind of piece of music, or
Yeah, I found an app that really helps. It really, really does. But I'm just saying the community,
I know what you're saying, Sharon.
even
I'm not
I flip right back into it. You know what I mean? I'm right back into it. I'll do the meditation, I'll be in a great place, and then I'll be like, just go right back into.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, last week I was doing a day long, and the day before my negative voice was saying, you know, you should be preparing, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't, and the other voice saying, no, I mustn't prepare, because if I prepare, then it's not. So it was a horrible place. I know it so well, absolutely not. But then it was the Pope's funeral. So I tuned into the Pope's funeral, and that made me cry, because I really like that Pope. And you know, the way he was so inclusive and simple. And anyway, it really, but I had to do something that connected me sort of with the face of God. I needed something to help. And it was the Pope that helped, which is funny. But yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Well, this helped.
Good. Yeah. Think Jesus needs to come back, you know, second coming.
I felt what helped was the complete permission to have these feelings and have this stuff we carry. It was the complete allowing of it, more than I could do on my own, because on my own, I was still allowing it to get rid of it.
Well, that too needs to be done, but yes.
Hello.
Who's talking?
Hiya.
Where are you? I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm not
Okay.
sure.
Oh, there you are.
You
No.
told me not to worry about my location.
Oh, there you are.
Ellen, I have a question about what you were saying about how material our culture is.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes, because it's so material, we kind of are more encouraged to kind of swing all the way to the other side when we're in search of these kind of like spiritual relief activities. Because sometimes the culture does feel very material, but then other times in more spiritual circles, it feels like the material aspect of life is what we're trying to escape.
Right. Good point.
And like today, when you were talking about the center as vibrating, it made me feel like more like these two parts of life are more kind of in love instead of two different sides of a pendulum. But the center is not like stale or like asexual or like can't produce anything, but is
Oh, what
covered.
I mean by materialistic, Kyra. But it's a good question. You know, when I say our culture is materialistic, I mean inert. The material I'm talking about is the way we worship, I mean, worship things and consumerism and acquiring. And I'm not talking about matter, and living matter. Dark matter, no, not at all. I'm talking about the sort of mind frame, the mindset of acquiring and grasping, and that the God in our culture is no longer the invisible God. I mean, that's not true of every. There are lots of people who are religious, but we worship in our God. We in our world, we worship money. You know. I, But there has been a big loss. So it's that I was referring to. But it's nice that you brought it up and that you are speaking to the aliveness of her, you know, to she it's not fe I say her because traditionally it's the goddess, you know. It's the dark place, it's a womb, it's the and the sexuality, it's the no, that's not what I was referring to. I think you know that, but it's good to clarify it. You're right that in many non sort of spiritual circles, and I mean I want to be careful what I say, but in some non-dual circles, there's an emphasis on pure awareness. And we pay attention to the body, but it's quite a quick sort of trajectory from the experience of the body to the body being in sort of pure awareness, almost insubstantial. And yeah, I hope I don't convey. Sometimes I think it, yes, absolutely. The borderlessness, the weightlessness, the absence of density, yes, but other times, no, like the richness, the lower vibration, the I don't know, the something that our culture is extremely out of touch with. That's why it's not easy to speak to it, because it's not something that wants to be spoken about anyway. It's something that is touched in cultures, in Eastern cultures or indigenous cultures, through ritual and through dancing and through drumming. It's not through a guided meditation. Except, you know, like maybe when we're moving and talking about. So, yeah.
And it felt really touching also. Well, it touched me also. The idea of the center as vibrating. It's like potential. It felt very open, like all that could come out of it.
Exactly. Like a womb, right? Like
Yeah, like a womb. It's not just stillness. It's not like you said, it's not a stillness that is rigid. Thank you, Alan.
Welcome, Kyra. Thank you.
Can I speak?
Of course. I don't know who's speaking. Oh, Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
A friend in our group is asking for a group prayer. I just read the email. So it's a friend called Louise. Her son got into ICU last night. He's on
Friend is that?
Louise.
Does he? I don't. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
And yeah, she emailed us and asked for a group prayer, so I just thought that I would mention that briefly. And yeah, her son, very young, 36 years old, and had a stroke, and they're having a tough time. So she's asking for a group prayer. So I thought maybe it would be nice to mention that.
Thank you, Eugene. Do we know her? Is she somebody who comes to
Yeah,
the
she was supposed to come to the day long as well.
Louise. Okay, yeah, no, I don't actually think I know who she is. But thank you for mentioning. We'll definitely send the prayer out. Maybe others know. What's her last name, Eugene?
Whitnall?
Whitnall.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but she was here in the webinar a few times.
Okay. Thank you, Eugene.
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jack.
I'm so glad you mentioned ritual and drumming and song and the your this space is so remarkable, and I think one of the reasons is because it feels as though you're creating a ritual space, and you're not, to me, it doesn't feel like you're leading us anywhere, but that you're allowing us to accompany you. And in that way, I accompany myself as well. And it's just this session, this whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's almost like it almost felt to me, I mean, a deep stillness, but it felt like prayer to me. And I'm just so grateful that you gather us together when you do. Thank you.
Thank you. The way you speak is so nice to, yeah. Thank you. I mean, I'm lucky, I get to sort of go off and you, as you say, accompany me. And then when I realize that it does resonate, because I have to follow my own. But for some mysterious reason, I think in the field something happened. Because you all accompany me, I'm speaking to all of us. It's a very strange phenomenon. I'm sure it doesn't always hit the spot for but nevertheless, it's a beautiful attempt. And I think in that sense, it is a ritual because it's something we do every time, and we do it with a pure intention, or a pure in the sense of, sacred or spiritual. Anyway, it was lo thank you, Jackie, for saying that.
And because you don't know what you're going to say. I mean, that's the sheer beauty of it, is that we I feel like I'm participating in and observing a creation of ritual space. So it's just and I get to relax. I get to just the boundaries just melt. So I'm very appreciative.
Thank you for saying that. I am too, because I show up, and then even if I'm in a state of mind that's like, well, I do it, I do what I do, and I go with myself and with all of you. So it's a win-win, but it takes an effort for all of us to show up, I think. But then it's okay, right? Something happens. I feel even now in this moment as everybody's here and sort of on the edge of not knowing. And I realize we all do this. I mean, I may be the one who's speaking, but it takes a group like this to do this. It's we're all doing it together. It's so clear that I feel such a quality in this group of allowing and honoring the silence and the not knowing. In love with that. I feel this group is in love with that, on some, on some level. And also hungry. I feel the hunger here, which I feel in myself, or thirst. And also a deep knowing, like it's all we're thirsty, but we know something. So it's all of those ingredients. Andrea, we're seeing your. Are you getting ready to say something? Andrea's coming really close with your face. You come really, really close to the camera.
No, actually, but yeah, I just agree with everyone is saying, and again, it's the you very fully will welcome the paradox of everything. Even though I'm yeah, very tired, and there is a kind of like wing 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 energy, but this energy is just allow and yeah, trusting the automatic body.
Yes.
It's very beautiful.
Oh, rest well, Andreas. Rest well.
Yes.
Right, guys and girls and everything, everyone and cats and trees and all that. Take good care. See you in a couple weeks, maybe. Hi, Len. Are you okay? Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, I am. Nice to meet
Nice to see you. Yeah, take good care, everyone. Feel free to unmute if you want to say bye with your voice.
you. Bye.
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 Thank you,
Thank you all.
Lynn. Thank you,
Thank you,
everybody.
everyone. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you,
Bye,
Alan.
everyone.
Bye, Kyra. Bye, Jenny.
Ellen.
Anna. Bye, Ludmilla. Bye, Fran. I think your camera's off, but okay.